Gina worked for me. As the DDO, they all worked for me. So I know the kinds of assignments she's had, the places she served, and the challenges that those assignments brought with them. They were enormous. And I kind of watched from the corner of my eye her development over the years. She's handled everything that's come her way, very complicated matters, with insight, good judgment, hard work, and good perspective on all of them. I think, she's had assignments that have been demanding, not only operationally, but intellectually. The kinds of places she served that we don't go into have put very unique demands on Gina. She's handled them all remarkably well. Her time at headquarters has, in my view, helped make her a person who understands the analytic sides of things, the operational sides of things, the technologies that the agency needs and is using, and the importance of the support people to make it all run. They've also given, she has a very, very good understanding of the global environment and the challenges that the national security arena faces, and the proper role of intelligence in supporting that, the decision-making and the implementation as appropriate. I think what's especially important, I think she's the kind of person with her background, her experience, her knowledge, and her judgment, and her get-up-and-go, to play an extremely important role in the principals committee. That's one of the most important positions the director of CIA has. Articulating the views of the intelligence community, helping where necessary to identify what role the intelligence community and CIA specifically can and should play in any of the various options that are being considered. And if a decision is made, to make sure that the agency plays an appropriate role in supporting that decision. And they could not have picked a person with better experience and tools to do that. And this is an outstanding choice.
Okay, a couple of quick questions, Mr. Cohen. The thing that is likely to be the big problem for her is the black site, the site that she ran the prison. I believe it was in Thailand, and the Cat's Eye or something like that it was called. So she worked for you. You probably have some limited knowledge of at least what that was all about. Why should the committee not look at that as a problem?
Well, I think the committee could ask whatever questions the committee thinks appropriate to ask any person up for confirmation. As a CIA officer, you ask, is it legal? If it's legal, and the director, in this case the deputy director for operations, says this is what needs to be done, the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, you move forward in a thoughtful way that's consistent with the guidelines you're working under. And that's what Gina did and does. And that's what you expect of CIA offices. All of those actions in the black sites, folks may not like it now, but at the time, it was legal. It was believed to be productive or effective. People can debate that, but that's the only debatable thing. And I think again, Gina does more than just stand up and salute. She probes the questions that are asked of her. She probes the requirements that are placed on her, and then makes very wise decisions. And knowing Gina the way I do, that's exactly what she did when asked to serve in that responsibility. And you want people like her to take on those very, very difficult things because they bring good judgment to what they're doing.
Did she do anything wrong, in your opinion?
In my opinion, no.
And is this a situation now where, regardless of what she'd done, she would be facing this kind of scrutiny? Whether she had done it, yes, or had not done it, would be facing this kind of scrutiny in this position?
I think, you know, scrutiny, you know, what should be scrutinized is the policy decision, not the people who follow the policy guidance and the legal guidance. So you have to challenge the policy, and that, you know, that's fair game. But once a covert action is approved in all its elements, your responsibility is to implement it in a thoughtful, sensible way. And that's what any senior agency officer would do.
David Cohen, former Deputy Director of Operations at the Central Intelligence Agency. J.J. Green, WTOP News.